This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about Thanksgiving disasters. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. For one turkey farmer, Thanksgiving turned into a nightmare when a contagious virus, highly pathogenic avian flu, struck her flock. Scientists are learning more about how this virus spreads, how it could affect humans, and how to prevent it. Alan Yu has more.
The first thing Erica Swatsky does every morning is check on her turkeys. Her family has been in the turkey farming business for generations. They run Oakdale Farm in Minnesota. She usually has tens of thousands of birds on her farm at a time.
Can you help me rinse the water line?
Yeah.
I think the other thing that I really enjoy about raising turkeys is it gives me the opportunity to involve my kids. I have two young daughters, 5 and 19 months, and they get to be in the barn with me doing chores, taking care of those turkeys, learning what it takes to take care of something other than ourselves.
Last year, the day before Thanksgiving, things took a dark turn on the farm. About 40 of Erica's turkeys died. There had been problems with bacteria 2 weeks earlier, so Erica wondered if this was some fallout from that. She walked around the barn and noticed telltale signs of illness in other turkeys.
They lay down and huddle together, and you can just tell that they don't feel well. They're not active, so they're not going to be eating and drinking. They're pretty quiet.
By the next day, Thanksgiving, more than 100 turkeys died.
I remember thinking that, you know, this is something worse. This can't be a bacterial challenge. And so I think mentally, you know that you have to take samples for HiPath, but you're wishing that it's not that.
HiPath is highly pathogenic avian influenza, a flu virus that is deadly to birds.
It's devastating and it's stressful.
Erica spent hours swabbing the dead birds to test them. She was so busy she did not get to spend Thanksgiving with her family. And things only got worse.
And if you think about Black Friday, the name of that gives us, my family, a whole new meaning.
By Friday, more than 500 turkeys had died. Then the samples came back, and they were positive for the highly pathogenic avian flu. That was terrible news for Erica's farm and her turkeys. Because the virus is so contagious, the standard protocol for containing an outbreak of this deadly bird flu virus is killing the entire flock. In Erica's case, more than 10,000 turkeys.
My four-year-old, you know, she's in the barn with me so much. She really realized that the farm was empty. I mean, there were no turkeys in the barns and we weren't doing chores. You know, that was the first time that I've really ever had to explain anything like difficult to my child.
Next came a stringent cleaning effort. Every corner of the barn was disinfected and then inspected by local and federal health officials. Erica and her family had to wait a few weeks before they could raise turkeys again.
Yeah, I mean, our farm was really quiet. There was, you know, no activity. It was a strange feeling. Being in barns that are empty, it's almost eerie.
Over decades and decades of raising turkeys, Erica's family has dealt with rainstorms, snowstorms, but nothing like this. She had trouble sleeping during this time.
Your world is kind of constantly spinning, and my mind just never really shut off because there's so many things in front of you that you have to take care of. But then there's also a lot of people that are calling you.
She got calls from other turkey farmers, the health departments, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and various government agencies. Her farm did recover from the outbreak, and they do things a little differently now. They limit the amount of people who visit their farm. They still keep their turkeys indoors in a barn, but they upgraded the ventilation system. And they installed meters to track how much water the turkeys are drinking. Because if a turkey stops drinking, that's a sign of illness. A lot of poultry farmers have had to deal with this kind of devastation in recent years. Since 2022, millions of birds in farms across almost every U.S. state have died or been euthanized because of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Michelle Crom is a veterinarian in Minnesota who specializes in poultry medicine and managing outbreaks. She says turkeys are especially susceptible to this virus.
Turkeys actually need the lowest dose of virus in order to become ill, which is why when we look at kind of the overall case count numbers, we often see many more turkey flocks than chicken flocks. It's because it takes less virus to infect a turkey.
She says poultry farmers are better prepared for outbreaks now than they used to be.
If we compare what our biosecurity practices look like now compared to what they looked like prior to our last outbreak, which occurred in 2014 and 2015 in this country, there are night and day differences.
One of those practices is to kill entire flocks to stop the virus from spreading. And the USDA also requires poultry farmers to do regular checkups of their disease prevention measures, which they call a biosecurity audit. This virus is especially concerning to scientists because the more it spreads among animals, especially animals that live in close contact with humans, the more potential there is for the virus to become a new kind of human virus. The disease is called avian flu, but it has already made the jump to mammals. And now it has spread from mammal to mammal. For the past few months, there have been outbreaks of avian flu among dairy cows in 15 states across the U.S., from California to North Carolina. That makes things difficult for several reasons. Here's the big one. Farmers and scientists know how to prevent the disease from spreading among turkeys and chickens. The main thing is to keep them and their food away from wild birds that may be infected. But with cows, it's not clear how they get infected in the first place. Carol Cardona is an avian disease specialist at the University of Minnesota.
If we knew that truck A was moving between a dairy farm and a poultry farm and could carry the virus, we could perhaps either stop that transportation or that movement of the truck, or we could wash and disinfect the truck between those two premises. The problem is that we don't really know what those pathways are.
The good news for the cows is that unlike with birds, the virus is nowhere near as deadly. The bad news is that sick cows could potentially infect other cows or humans. There have been more than 40 human cases of avian flu so far this year, including in some dairy workers. This is the first time the virus has spread from a cow to a human. And again, scientists are not sure about the exact pathway of that infection. Virologist Richard Webby has been watching this class of flu viruses since the late 1990s. He says right now this is an animal virus that can also infect humans, but it could mutate into a new human virus that spreads from person to person.
Flu viruses make a lot of mutations when they replicate, so they're very sloppy in terms they introduce a lot of mutations, and that's designed specifically to help viruses evolve. And so every time there's an infected host, there's a chance that key mutations will emerge. And you know, if that happens in the right place where an infected animal was in contact with humans, a human gets infected, that potentially could be the start of something like a pandemic.
Richard Webby says there is a silver lining, though. The fact that the virus has been around for so long means there has already been years of research on vaccines. And scientists have a good sense on what to expect in terms of an immune response.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.